Hi, it's Phil Hendry. It's time for episode 284 of our classic podcast. And today's podcast features Dave Oliva in one of the greatest Dave Oliva bits I think we ever did. It's Dave talking about training to be a police officer by watching horror movies. And he gets into some insane commentary about how the Israelis trained their border guys by watching Evil Dead, and all about, you know, zombies and how they eat people and ghouls. I mean, Dave gets into a whole education on zombies here years before Walking Dead. So in any event, it's Dave Oliva. It's episode 284 of our classic podcast, Dave training to be a police officer and the value of horror movies.
Dave Oliva is a young man who is studying to be a police officer. He is taking criminal justice at L.A. Canyon College, eventually wants to get his Associate of Arts degree, transfer to UCLA, and then eventually go to the Los Angeles Police Academy. And he joins us on our newsmaker line. And you are working on a paper. It's kind of interesting, Dave, as part of a sociology class?
Yes, sir. That's my Sociology 1 class, which is the paper I'm working on right now. Has to do with why women... In being a police officer, in choosing your partner for life, you know, in choosing a wife, you know, why women are afraid mostly of strong men, you know, especially men who want to be, you know, LAPD or police.
That women are afraid of them?
Yes, sir. That seems to be my experience. And I kind of got a little bit of a personal story to tell because one of the people in my class, a young lady by the name of Annette, who I... you know, was doing, did some papers with her. I did a project with her last quarter, and we hit it off real good. You know, I like talking to her, and she's also, or at least she did, express to me that she wanted to be a member of the LAPD.
All right. So this paper is interesting to, from the standpoint of not only are you studying criminal justice, law enforcement, but also in a sociological sense, who makes a good partner for a police officer?
Well, yeah, it's part of my teacher in that class, a professor by the name of Mr. Adams, who's a former police officer himself, you know, and he says it's important. And so I tried an experiment this past weekend. One of the things that I think is important to help get yourself ready for the terrible realities that you're going to face as a police officer, I'll give you an example. It's not a big thing, but I can watch, like, Friday the 13th or... you know, Resident Evil or something like that. I can watch that from beginning to end, okay, with not even having to avert my eyes or to look away or any of that, you know. And one of the reasons is because I want to be LAPD, and I recognize there's going to be some very terrible things that I will have to witness and something that I want to prepare myself for, you know. So what I'm able to do now is I've conditioned myself to sit through most, probably the most, you know, graphic, like, horror movies ever, without flinching. I can watch Resident Evil, I can watch Friday the 13th, I can watch Subspecies, I can watch Subspecies 2, I can watch Scarface, Psycho, Halloween 2, Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, and so on, and so on, and so on. And I can watch those movies over and over, okay, and I never flinch, nor do I show no fear, you know, and I'm not, like, you know, hiding my eyes or something like that, you know.
All right, so you mentioned to me on Saturday night, you showed some of these movies at your apartment.
Yes, sir. It's interesting because of this young lady. I invited her over.
All right. Now, you invited this girl over. Did you know she had a girlfriend? Or not a girlfriend. Did you know she had a boyfriend?
No, I did not know that. She told me that she had a boyfriend, and I felt, you know, it was a shock to me to know that she had a boyfriend. But I said, okay, you know, come on over. But I had told her about my ability to watch straight through the most graphic slasher movies ever. And it made me feel good because of my conditioning, so I invited her over to see, you know.
And she had this boyfriend, so you were good enough to invite him.
Well, yeah, I didn't know it, but I didn't want to seem small-minded about it, so I said, why don't you bring him over, you know. And I had these movies to watch. I made some popcorn, you know, kind of, you know, I guess I was going to try to be a good host.
Well, yeah, it shows you're a big man. So it was you and her and the boyfriend, and you're watching these slasher movies?
Yes, sir. So what happened was, the more I thought about it, the more I realized, well, this might be a way to show her that maybe I'm the better man for her than the dude she's seen. Because, again, I said to you, you know, I can watch the most graphic horror and the most grotesque, you know, like the most grotesque horror movies ever and not get, like, you know, some people kind of pretend like they're scratching their eyes, you know, and they don't want to look. I never do that, you know? So,
all right, but Dave, I want you to know, you're watching these graphic horror movies as a way of conditioning yourself to the real life violence that you're going to see as a police officer.
Yes, sir, that's right. It's a good first level kind of training.
All right, so you're at the house with this young lady and her boyfriend, and she wants to be a cop too.
Yes, sir, that's right. And this young lady, her name is Annette, by the way, and you know, so I was giving her an idea of my training. So they came over last Saturday night, and the first movie I put on was Resident Evil. And I don't know if you know about Resident Evil, but there's a very graphic scene where a man is, like, sectioned by a laser grid. I mean, he's cut into hundreds of pieces, you know. And that scene, okay. And so what I did was I watched her boyfriend, and he was very, very scared. I mean, he put his face down. At one point, he turned toward her, and it's all body language.
All right, so he was grossed out by the flick.
Yes, sir, that's correct, you know, and then I put on Texas Chainsaw Massacre Part 2 where they, like, in one of the scenes they saw, you know, like, they saw it, like, off a guy's face or something, and he was put, and this dude that she was with is putting his hands up to his face, pretending like he's scratching his eyes and everything, you know, okay?
Right.
So I turned the lights on at that point, and I turned the TV off at that point, okay? And I went over and I said to Annette, I said, I think it's obvious to you now, and I told the guy, also, that I was going to be LAPD and not for him to get nervous to just stay, you know, stay seated so he doesn't try to, you know, do anything. And I said to him, just stay seated. And I pulled my chair up to where she was. And I said, you know, I think it's obvious by now who you belong with. It's not going to be, he's not going to be LAPD because he just got all grossed out by Texas Chainsaw Massacre, you know.
So you're saying this in front of this guy?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I did. And I told him, you know, no offense, but I want to be LAPD and so does Annette. So, no offense, but you're getting grossed out by a laser beam in Resident Evil, and I told her, isn't it obvious by now who you really love, not who, you know, who you think you do, you know?
Well, all right, I want to get, so what was the upshot of all of this, man?
Well, I mean, I told her, I said, look at him, and look at the way he was all like a girl when Texas Chainsaw Massacre was on, and you're going to be a police officer, and so am I, and there's no place in your life for this guy, right? So I told her, you know, I said, isn't it obvious that I'm the better man? And she didn't even have the guts to admit it, you know? She did not even have the guts to admit it.
Well, you say she didn't have the guts to admit it. She said that she wanted to stay with that guy. Is that what you're getting?
Yeah, she wants this guy to be her boyfriend. She said that I was, like, mentally insane. And to me, that proves she doesn't have the guts to be a police officer because she was getting all afraid for him, you know? So she's got to, like, protect him. That's what I mean when I say being a police officer is a lonely job, you know?
And all right, from all of this, you took that women just can't be with a strong man.
I think women want to be with men that they need to protect. Like, if you saw this guy, when she come to my apartment and I put on Resident Evil and the part of the movie where the laser grid just slices this guy into probably 300 pieces or something, he was pretending like he has, you know, he was pretending like he had an itch in his eye or something. He's all, yeah, you know, he's rubbing it. He's looking away and everything. And I can watch that movie. I will never flinch or anything like that, you know. And I felt lonely, you know. I felt bad because I knew Annette would be good for me, you know. She wants to be LAPD like me.
All right. Our number is 1-800. I mean, I'm not doubting what you're saying here. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Women kind of want to be with weaker men, huh?
I think so. I think that whole idea they want to be with stronger men is not true, because why would she want to be with a guy who's acting like a baby? And I could watch Friday the 13th from beginning to end and stare right at the screen and never look away. Just, you know, like when they put the hypodermic needle into that guy's eye, or the one scene where he takes a harpoon, or I forget what it was, but he spears this dude through the face, you know? I'm just totally staring at it. You know, I never flinch away, man. But she doesn't respect that.
You do this so that it gets you ready for police duty?
Well, it's a good way to become used to, like, the stuff that's going down out there, you know. And I know I have to go to the academy. Of course, yes, I do have to do that. I know that, yes. But to get myself ready for how, you know, violent it's going to be, I can watch. I read all those movies, Bad Faces of Death. I'm looking right at it when that one dude gets pulled apart by, like, airplanes. I'm like, yeah, uh-huh. You know, and I swear to God, man, someone could say, hey, you want a peanut butter sandwich or something? I'm like, yeah, man, you know, and I won't even look away from the screen. I go, yeah, Get me a peanut butter sandwich while I tilt my head to the right, but my eyes still on the widescreen.
All right, but I mean, you know that's all fake.
Not Faces of Death. No, that's not.
All right, other than Faces of Death, you know the rest of it's all fake.
Yeah, it is fake, but it's so real that people scream in the movie theater. Okay, so how can you say it's fake when people are throwing up and screaming, see? And if it's fake, how come her boyfriend is, like, you know, cringing and stuff during Resident Evil when that one ghoul came, man, and put his hand on this one guy's face as a professor, ripped the guy's nose off and everything. You know, I mean, it's pretty bad.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Why do women want to be with weak men and not with strong men? And here's a guy who wants to be a member of the LAPD, and he was very much taken with this one young lady who he thought was going to be a police officer, and turns out when he invited her and her boyfriend over to watch some slasher movies, apparently they, you know, the boyfriend was scared of them, and the girl still wants to be with him and not with Dave, who watches them all the time from beginning to end without covering his eyes. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The whore. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I have on the line with me Dave Oliva, who is studying criminal justice at the L.A. Canyon College. He is eventually going to hopefully go to the Los Angeles Police Academy. And your thesis for your sociology paper has to do with what the right mate is for a police officer, right?
It's actually, I named the paper because Mr. Adams, who's our professor in a class, suggested. I said, who's the right mate for a cop? You know, is the name of it. And the paper, you know, basically concludes that women, you know, it's hard for a police officer to get a good woman because they're scared of strong men, you know, and they think they want a strong man. But
all right, but this is based upon you inviting this girl, Annette, who you really like, from your class, over with her boyfriend to your house, and you watched a series of movies. Now, I've got them listed here. You started with Resident Evil?
Yes, sir. We started with Resident Evil, then we went to Texas Chainsaw Massacre, then Friday the 13th. But there's probably a list of 15 straight movies that I can watch straight to without even taking my eyes off the screen or flinching or pretending like I gotta, you know, go pee or something like that. I mean, in other words, I can look at them.
And the guy she came over to the house with was flinching and putting his hands over his eyes.
Yes, sir. That's right. And so that's when I turned the TV off. It was like halfway through Friday the 13th, I turned it off, and I just pulled a chair, and I turned the chair around backwards, and I sat down and faced both of them. I said, okay, look, let's get it out on the table. You know, I said to her, Annette, you want to be with me because I've seen all these movies, and I don't even flinch. Now, this guy you brought over to my home, into my very home, and he's sitting there all pretending like, you know, like he's looking at the screen, but he's really looking down. You know, his eyes are down on his stomach or something. To me, that's not, you know, it just wasn't honest, you know.
So therefore, she should be with you, but she decided that she didn't want to be with you. She wanted to be with this guy.
Exactly, exactly.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Wayne, you're on the air with Dave Oliva. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Wayne.
Mr. Henry, how are you doing?
Good.
Listen, I'm a first-time caller. I have a background in law enforcement. I actually work for Housing and Urban Development. I was one of the gang units. First, I want to start off with a question. Dave, how old are you and where were you raised?
I'm 19 years old. I come from Monterey Park, California.
Okay. Your age alone, and I don't want to be insulting, so please, anything I say, don't take it insulting. I just have a habit of being blunt. Your age alone shows a lack of maturity, okay? My involvement in the law enforcement community, actually right now I'm no longer in law enforcement. I'm a VIP in Dignitary Protection. I do a lot of work overseas, Mexico, the Philippines. I'm talking about high-risk assignments. And I can tell you right now, because I am married, I met my wife when I was a police officer. I actually met my wife when I was on a gang enforcement team. I worked in Carson, Compton, Pacoima. I worked with some of the most hardcore gangs that you ever heard of. I don't know if you ever heard of gangs like the Blood Bounty Hunters. These guys are all right out of the pen. They're all killers.
Like Crypt of Vil, people like that?
I'm talking about the hardcore, scary guys, okay? Anyway, so
but
listen,
like,
hold
okay,
on, hold on.
That's
now, I'm not going to interrupt
true.
You.
I'm not saying that, you know, but what about just, I'm not saying it's like that, but I'm saying just for sitting around your house, isn't it good training to look at a gore movie and not flinch?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I can tell you right now, matter-of-factly, I know several individuals, guys who've been in the military and guys who've been in, with law enforcement, can sit there. We've walked up together on crime scenes. I'm talking about, and I'm going to be gory here for a second, so please forgive me, but it's a fact of life, where a baby is in the crib and had half its head blown off by the father who was all doped up on, okay, because the guy just went nuts, okay? I've worked with guys who can sit there and look. Hold on, listen to me. The guys that can sit there and look at that, not flinch, because it's part of the job, but when they watch some of these same horror slasher movies, they get shocked, they jump, they flinch, they look away. One has nothing to do with the other. Looking into something that actually used to be a living human being, a child, and looking at something that has no soul, no substance on television, two worlds apart. One does not condition
for
the other.
But don't you think that, like, okay, she's with this guy, and he's immediately all flinching. He's saying, you know, like to block out the screaming, and he's going, la, 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 la. You know how guys do that? He's doing that. Don't you think she should be with me?
Absolutely not.
Why not,
man? Well, I'm trying to answer. You got to let me finish. Because he can't sit there and watch some B-rated horror slasher movie. It's got nothing to do with him as an individual for a relationship. Maybe he's got a personality. Maybe there's something about him that they click together. To be honest with you, it sounds to me, by the way you approach them, the way you said, look, he can't sit through this. He's acting like a girl. She probably took that as, you know what, this guy's cocky, he's full of himself, he's confrontational. She probably doesn't want to be with that. My friend, it's got nothing to do with a girl doesn't want to be with a strong-willed man. On the contrary.
I respect you.
Hold on, my friend.
Okay,
it takes a strong-willed woman. Hold on. It takes a very strong-willed woman. It takes a special type of woman to be with a police officer.
Well, how come I had to go get this guy a box of tissues and everything? I mean, you got to understand, that's got to be weird, right? Okay, now let me say, what you just said about the baby having, like, part of its head blown away, I didn't flinch when you said that, okay? That didn't make me flinch.
But saying it and seeing it are two different worlds.
It's two different things,
two different worlds.
You could go out. Okay, look, you could go out, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but you could go out and get, like, a cantaloupe or something and paint it up to look like a face and then blast it away, and that could get you used to it, couldn't it?
No, it's not the same. It doesn't look the same. It doesn't smell the same.
Shoot a freaking cantaloupe in half?
Dave, listen. Half of it has to do with seeing what was a live human body, and the other half is smell. Okay, there are odors that go with it. We're not watching smell-o-vision on TV with a scratch and sniff. Okay, it's not the same thing.
Well, I mean, what's a baby's head smell like? I don't understand how that's.
That's
Dude,
right,
just take the gentleman's word for it. I mean, he's seen it, Dave. He's been there.
Right. No, and I respect that. I respect the man. He's walked the walk, you know. But I'm just talking about Annette. Why won't she be with me instead of this guy who's pretending like he's got a piece of like lint in his face, scratching his eyes so he doesn't have to look at the hypodermic scene in Halloween 2?
Okay, correct me if I'm wrong. Was this the first night you met this individual?
It was the first night I met him, yeah, but I know Annette from school.
Correct, but him was the first night you met him.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't know the guy. She knows the guy. There are probably 100 qualities about him that she absolutely loves that they click. Because he can't sit there and watch a horror movie, you know, it's got nothing to do with maturity. It's got to do with the fact that he doesn't like horror movies. He can't stomach them. It's got nothing to do with him as an individual, as a man.
Hey, can I ask you, how tall are you,
sir?
How tall are you?
6 foot.
Okay, don't most of you guys in private security are like 6'4" or something like that? I met a guy who was former Secret Service, and he ran a security company. He's like guys like 6'5" or something.
Actually, most of the guys that I know are my height or shorter.
Yeah?
Yeah. But let me ask you, what has height got to do with
it? Well, I don't know. I just seen this one guy is really tall. I didn't think they took little small guys. You know what?
6 foot? I'm 6 foot. I don't think I'm small.
Well, yeah, Mr. Henry, but you're not like a cop or anything. I'm just...
No, Dave, I'm 6 foot, 215. I'm probably about 8% body fat.
Okay. When you said that the kid's head was blown away... How do you just blow half of a baby's head away? Because if you're using a shotgun, the whole head would be gone, wouldn't it?
Well, come on, man. Let's not talk about this.
Now you're talking about terminal ballistics, angle of trajectory, and stuff like that.
Well, it's ridiculous. But I mean, if the dude used a shotgun, the whole, like, there'd only be 2 feet.
All right, look at Wayne, thank you for sharing your experience with us. It's very interesting. And
absolutely. My pleasure.
I appreciate it very much, sir. Thank you.
Can I close with this?
Go ahead.
The last thing that he said shows a lack of maturity, and it's exactly why he probably should not be applying for LAPD.
No, I just want to know, if you're saying that a guy took a shotgun to a baby and his ability to shoot it was so good that only like a half of a baby head went,
I would say his ability to shoot was so bad that he only took off half the head.
He killed his own child.
Exactly. Well, no, I know that, you know, and that's bad, but still,
gentlemen,
you
hope
credit
you both have a great
due.
Night. I hope you can get something out of this.
Yeah, Wayne, thank you. Give credit where credit is due, huh?
No, Mr. Ernie, I don't mean to say nothing, but if only half of a baby,
I don't even want to talk about how a half a baby head gets shot off. Dave Oliva with us. He is a studying law enforcement at L.A. Canyon College. He watches slasher movies to try to give him a sense of what he's up against if he becomes a police officer. And his girl that he's interested in brought over a guy to the house, and the guy couldn't take it. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Talk radio's speed trap. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Dave Oliva is my guest this hour. Dave is a student of law enforcement and wants to be a member of the Los Angeles Police after graduating from college. And then you go into the academy right after UCLA, Dave?
First I want to get my AA, you know, in at Canyon College, yeah. And then I'm going to go to UCLA. Hopefully, you know, I want to transfer there. And then eventually I want to go to L.A. Police Academy, you know.
Your thesis, this paper you did for your sociology class on the right mate for a police officer, had to do with you inviting over this young lady you were interested in. Her boyfriend came along. You showed slasher movies that you say you can watch without flinching. Now, you just heard that former police officer say that he's seen some pretty grotesque things that he didn't flinch at, and yet he and his friends would go watch slasher movies, and they would flinch.
I think if you're talking about a baby head, see, that's got to be different, you know. And
why? He said he saw a baby's head blown off.
Yeah, but that's, what's that going to look like? It's just like somebody spilled some tomato soup or something, as opposed to a guy's head, which is going to be different. See, so he didn't differentiate right there. See, he should have differentiated right there.
What are you talking about, man? Like he said, it was a human being, once alive, now dead.
Yeah, but he never did address how, if you're watching Resident Evil, I saw that guy going down the hallway, big as life. He was making jokes, and they did fart jokes, all kinds of stuff. Next thing you know, the guy's diced up by a laser grid.
Yeah, but that guy's an actor, man. We're talking about...
No, I'm sorry, Mr. Henry. I'm sorry. No. It's the same thing, man.
No, you just heard that cop say that it wasn't. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to Susan. You're on the Phil Hendry Show, Susan.
Hi.
Hi.
First of all, about Dave, does he not realize that most cops really do not see this very traumatic scenes or murders, this and that?
What?
And how
that
many
cop just said he did. That cop just said that he did.
Okay, but how many come home and discuss it over dinner?
Probably a lot of them, you know. They come home and talk about their work.
Okay, yeah, they just say they went to a crime scene, it was bad. But do you think they actually go into detail?
Well, see, this
and
girl
tell about every speck of blood?
Yeah, a lot of them do, you know, to get it off their minds. You'll go home, and you'll be there, yeah. And even if your kids are there, you'll have to say it. Otherwise, if you don't talk about it, you'll go insane, you know, and you'll want to go and, like, kill people. So you'll come home and say, yeah, today, man, there was a baby in a microwave oven, man. And then you'll have to sit down to dinner.
Come on, man. With
usually,
children there?
Yeah, sure.
I beg to differ. Usually you come home and say, there was a major accident with a baby. A parent or whoever killed a baby. You don't go into detail.
Well, excuse me,
I'm
ma'am,
sorry. I've worked trauma.
Are you like a police officer, or do you know?
No, but I used to work trauma in a major hospital.
What's that got to do with it?
I've seen the worst of worst accidents coming in, the bodies mangled. I did not come home and tell details.
Well, ma'am.
I said I saw a car accident, minor details, but I did not go, oh, this speck of blood was here, this is what was done.
Wait a minute. If the body's all mangled up, why did they take it to the hospital? Why don't they just take it down to the graveyard?
Well,
the
if
graveyard.
There's an accident, they always bring it to a trauma unit.
Even if it's dead? What is that?
Yes, they do.
What's that about?
They try to bring it in. It may be DOA, but they still bring it in.
They bring it in to try to breathe life into it? That's what's wrong with our trauma center.
Have you ever heard DOA? Dead on arrival?
Dead on arrival.
They still work it. The doctor has to call it in the trauma.
Right, but
and how many doctors have wives that are squeamish of blood You think they come home and discuss sticking a needle into a patient's arm to draw blood? No.
Or probably what a police officer does is he's a tough guy. So if, like, okay, let's get down to brass tacks. Have you ever seen Friday the 13th?
Yes, I have, okay. And I've seen all faces of death.
All the way through without flinching?
Yes. Doesn't faze me one bit.
Come on, man. Are you serious?
Yes. Faces of death?
No.
I loved it.
No. I mean Friday the 13th and Resident Evil back to back.
No big deal.
Okay.
It's all fake.
Well, okay, but most people have got to pretend like they're...
Have you ever seen that in a trauma unit and seen somebody come in looking like that? Big difference. You do not go home and discuss it with your spouse.
What difference does it make?
One's real and one's... And what's this got to do with finding the right wife?
You got to be tough to be able to look at Resident Evil. I don't care what nobody says.
All right, fine.
So you're tough. So this chick that you had, pardon me for using the term chick, but you had her over at the house on Friday night, she prefers the guy that's going to pretend like he has a headache or he forgot something at the office so his head's down and his hands over his eyes so he doesn't have to look at the dude getting lasered up in Resident Evil.
Well, that sounds all, like, almost bitch-like.
Watch the word bitch with a lady on the phone, okay?
I'm sorry, ma'am.
Actually, that doesn't offend me.
I apologize, ma'am.
Don't worry about it.
Well, yeah. But all I'm saying she brings this bitch over to my house.
Let's just not call the guy a bitch.
Well, he's acting like a bitch, you know? He can't even watch
Dave
Hunt. You know,
Dave Hunt.
And the whole, getting a harpoon, forget it, man.
Jesus.
But does it matter if he can watch a horror flick?
How old are you, anyway?
36.
You sound like my kind of woman, you know, because you can look at Resident Evil and not even flinch. Jesus. That's pretty cool.
Faces of Death, the greatest series out there.
Yeah, me too. I totally agree.
That doesn't mean seeing it on film, seeing it in person is not going to affect you differently.
Have you ever sat down to watch, like, let's say Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, and one of your friends is going like, oh, wow, you know, I forgot something at the office. Because they got their hand over their eyes like they don't want to look at it.
Yeah.
It's happened to me, too. Makes me disgusted.
And happy birthday me with the kebab down the throat.
Oh, yeah, the kebab scene, yeah. And everybody's
but that doesn't mean
all right, okay.
If you see it in person, it's not going to affect you.
Right. All right, listen, thank you very much, Susan. 1-800-4-
Can I get this chick's number?
I hung up on her.
Oh, thanks a lot, man. Go ahead, man. What are you talking about?
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Dave Oliva with us. And if you've seen the kebab scene and happy birthday to me, brother, you're ready to be a cop. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm studying to be LAPD. That's right. I'm going to be LAPD. Hey, how do you like me now? How do you like me now?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
What are you talking about, man? But the other movie that I saw one night was Psycho. That Psycho's nothing, you know? But if you can't see Psycho and then go take a shower, how pushed out are you then?
Yeah, but man, if you go see the movie Psycho and it scares you to have a shower, you're telling me you can't be a cop?
I'm just saying the guy she was with, she'd rather be with him than with me, and she wants to be a cop, too?
I don't know, man. I don't know how women think. 1-800-440... Believe me.
Are you married, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, I'm married.
And you don't know how women think?
No, I do not, man. As a matter of fact, being married, I know less about it. I know far less now about women than I've ever known, and I've been married 8 years. Thank you.
Well, don't you think that's pathetic?
No, I don't think it's pathetic. I think it's just life. You know, you're learning as you go. What do you want me to say? I mean, 1-800-449-8686. Sophia, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello, Sophia. Go ahead.
All right. First of all, I like to talk to this young gentleman there. Tell me, do you judge a character of a person based on a Class B film?
Did I tear the neck off a parrot? You just said I teared the face off a parrot?
Excuse me?
What did you just say?
You have to say that again, Sophia, because your phone broke up.
It sounded like she said, do you ever tear the face off a parrot to figure out how someone will be a partner? I don't know.
Are you judging a character based on the Class B films that you are watching? Is that what life is mounted to?
No. What I'm saying, ma'am, is if you can't watch Resident Evil Part 3 all the way through without hiding your eyes, what are you all about?
But you make no sense. Don't you realize that?
Have you ever seen
that
movie?
You make no sense?
I make total sense. Have you ever seen that movie?
I don't need to see it. I saw it in real life, man.
You saw Resident Evil.
I saw it in real life.
You saw a guy get split apart by a laser beam. Yeah, see, no, you didn't.
Listen, let me tell you something. Now I'm going to teach you a lesson in life.
Well, if you saw a laser beam slice a guy,
let me teach you.
Then I want to know about it.
Let me teach you a lesson in life. To be a human being is not measured on a Class B films that you are watching.
It sounded like you just said to be a human being.
Listen to me. Don't talk so much. Listen.
I can't understand you. Your phone broke up.
Okay, listen to me. I am Israeli, served in my Israeli army, all right?
Yeah.
Side by side, my Israeli guy fellows, which they are the most vicious on the field when it comes to battle and the most conscientious human being in ordinary life.
Okay,
so
did they use laser rays?
I understand what you say. It makes no sense.
Did they use laser rays in the Israeli army?
Listen to me.
Wait a minute, man.
No
she's the lady is saying... She's been around guys. She's been in war. She's been in the army.
Well, what do you mean war?
She was in the Israeli army.
Okay. But where were they in?
What are you talking about, you idiot? They were in the...
Wait a minute, Ms. Turner. I'm going to be LAPD. Don't call me an idiot. Now, ma'am, you
yes,
said you were in the what army?
Phil, why don't you tell him?
He was in the Israeli army, and there's been nothing but freaking war down there, okay? Now, look. Dave.
Excuse me, Mr. Henry. Have you ever been in combat?
Would you come on, man, and just listen to me? She ain't saying she saw a guy get sliced up by a laser ray or whatever the hell you saw in Resident Evil. She's saying she's seen real dead guys, okay?
Exactly.
Okay. But if you don't have dead guys laying around you all the time, like maybe Sophia does, then the next best thing is to see Friday the 13th. Jesus!
Let me tell you something. Wisdom and intelligence wisdom and intelligence will not be measured in Class B films that you're watching. And relationship that you want to earn in the future will not be based on Class B films that you're watching.
And most of those movies are produced in Israel. Ooh, that's got to hurt.
Relationship is not based on film. Relationship based on body, on mind, and on soul. You understand?
What?
So when you watch a film, you're not using all those dimensions.
Have you seen those movies?
I don't need to see them. I told you, I live the real thing.
You did? Okay, so you live Friday the 13th where a guy came out of the lake with a spear. Yeah, sure.
I think you should grow up and you should get out of the box and stop being narrow-minded.
Ma'am.
And now I have a great doubt that you will be a policeman.
Ma'am,
let me tell you something.
You say you've lived it, but you've never seen a dude come down the road with a chainsaw.
If you put a judgment on individual whether or not they can watch a film to take you as a boyfriend or not, this is a bunch of nonsense.
Wait a minute.
The bottom line is a woman want to know if she's dealing with human being that use all its dimensions and not part of it.
Are you telling me you saw a guy get up out of a flaming car?
You're stuck on this classy film. And you don't want to hear anything else.
I'm listening to you.
Why don't you go and be an extra in those films? Earn your money that way.
Ma'am, you said that you lived it, and yet I asked you, did a guy chase you down the road with a chainsaw wearing a mask made out of somebody's skin? And you
it makes no sense. You have no intelligence wisdom, and
what?
You're not even willing to listen.
I did listen to you. You said
no,
you
No, you're
lived
not
it.
Listening because
you said
you're still stuck in those films. Why don't you talk about relationships?
No, you said
you want to earn relationship in the future.
Ma'am, you said you lived it,
well,
okay?
Let me tell
so you saw a guy tie himself down
all.
And allow himself to be eaten by zombies, right? If you lived it.
She said she lived the kind of horror and violence that those movies are emblematic of. No, she didn't see a guy tie himself down and allow himself to be eaten by zombies. She saw real stuff. When's the last time a guy actually got eaten by zombies?
What difference does it make?
It makes a big difference. A cat tied himself down to get eaten by zombies, as far as I know.
Well, then obviously you've never seen Day of the Dead, so you can't say.
Day of the freaking Dead? That ain't even based on anything real, man. And what do you mean a guy gets sliced up by laser rays? They don't have any laser rays down in the Middle East. They don't even, the freaking guys are throwing rocks down there. What do you think, the bunch of Israelis are walking into laser rays and getting sliced up?
And Mr. Henry, until you've seen Friday the 13th, where Kevin Bacon gets a spear through his neck... Then it,
will you shut up?
Okay, so now you've allowed the woman to laugh at me. You've allowed a woman to laugh at
me. I'm laughing at you because
you've allowed a woman to laugh at me.
I got
to
take a break, okay?
Yeah, take your break, Mr. Henry, because the woman has not laughed at me.
Phil
the woman
Henry
has laughed
Show.
At me.
1-800-449-8686.
Are you for real?
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. If you can sit through that.
If you can sit through the scene where the dude is getting eaten by zombies in Day of the Dead, that's fine, man. But you just heard a cop say it doesn't have nothing to do with reality. You just heard a cop say that. A cop, what you want to be, and you won't listen to him.
I'm just saying, man, I don't think no cops have tried it. That's all. It's a new approach.
Okay, man, you go out and find a 30-year veteran and say, hey, why don't you try sitting through Day of the Dead without flinching? Dan, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, I like to tell that young man... First thing he learns needs to learn to do.
What? Hey, Dan, why don't you pay your phone bill, man? Oh, man. Oh, yeah, that was good, man. Come on, you're going to give me five on that, Mr. Henry. Huh?
It was okay.
Score it. One me, zero Dan. Get your phone fixed, man. Jesus.
You are a smart ass. I'll give you that much.
Well, the dude's all, hey, yeah, I'd like to tell the young man something. Click. Yeah, hey, dude, before you tell me something, how about putting a check in the envelope, man, for Southern Bell? God damn.
All right, let me go over to Caroline. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time connecting the dots here, and it sounds like Dave is too. But it sounds to me, Dave, you need to go into another line of business, maybe the entertainment business. But, you know, I'm actually afraid for anyone like you to be an officer, to tell you the truth.
Why? Because I have respect for law and order?
No. You have said not one word about law and order, and...
I'm talking about being able to deal with, you know, ghoulish, you know, slasher stuff.
And how much of that do you think you're going to be able to see? I mean, I would think most
like
of your time would be spent...
All right, like the zombie that ate that guy...
The Phil Henry Show.